Workplace news in brief. POA strike action. The Prison Officers Association POA have sent a notice to Merseyca Trust informing them that a 24-hour strike will take place from 7 a.m. on the 13th of November to 7 a.m. on the 14th of November after members in the Trust voted overwhelmingly for strike action. This follows the dismissals of workers Kevin Gregson and Peter Hilton following the restraint of a violent patient. POA General Secretary Steve Gillen has said this issue will not go away. Management have a duty of care towards their employees, and in the case of Mr. Gregson and Mr. Hilton it was sadly lacking. Barnet walkout. Hundreds of council workers in Barnet, North London, took strike action for the seventh time on the 3rd of November against another wave of privatisation by the Tory council. Social workers, school escorts, refuse workers, librarians, and school catering staff were among those on strike who voted by almost 90% to walk out. The council plans to make £90 million of cuts with proposals to also outsource jobs including in adult services, school meals and children's services, which will be decided on later this month. University dispute. UKU members at the University of Manchester are balloting for strike action after the union accused managers of ignoring agreed procedures and pushing staff into redundancy. The ballot will open on the 2nd of November and closes on the 20th of November. The row was originally sparked in April when the university said all staff who had been on its redeployment register for a period of 3 months or more would face redundancy. UKU has accused university managers of riding roughshod over agreed procedures because the redeployment policy was in the process of being revised. Instead of waiting for that process to be completed, university managers simply went ahead and issued 37 at-risk of redundancy notices. Get the latest union news with the National Shop Stewards Network Bulletin. Available every week at www.shopstewards.net and by email subscription.